Welcome. This is James Corbett of The Corbett Report coming to you on the 26th of April, 2012. And today I'm honored to be joined on the line once again by none other than Gerald Celente, the publisher of The Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. Gerald Celente, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, James.
All right. Well, Mr. Celente, looking at the Trends Journal for 2012, spring 2012, there are some provocative statements in there about the Auschwitz Express heading for fascism 2.0. And that is quite alarming language to some people who may not understand the way that the police state in America is developing. Let's talk about that trend and really what is taking place in America right now.
Well, it really began under Clinton with the Oklahoma City bombing. And I had written about it in my book, Trends 2000, which came out in 1997, and how they already had an omnibus bill in that was already taking away our Fourth Amendment rights, and they couldn't pass it. And then the Oklahoma City tragedy happened, and they pushed it through. Then we lost our rights with the Patriot Act, I like to call the Raping of the Constitution Act. And now, of course, it's been worsened a lot by President Obama, that Nobel Peace Prize winner, the person that the liberals love the most. If George Bush was doing what Obama has done, they'd be screaming bloody murder. But there's total silence. Let's begin with the National Defense Authorization Act, signed by President Obama, or El Presidente Los Estados Unidos, because this place is turning into a banana republic. He signed it on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. Yeah, everybody, they have their ears and eyes, you know, really geared toward what's going on in the news. So they slipped it through. And some of the provisions under the National Defense Authorization Act, James, El Presidente could call you, me, or anybody that he doesn't like a belligerent, an enemy of the state. And they could call on the military to come take us away. No charges, no judge, no jury, no trial, no rights of habeas corpus, because this is the new fascist dictatorship of the United States. And also in that bill, they repeal the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That prevented the military from taking over police duties. No more. The military could come in and do what they want. And by the way, when they take you away, and you have no judge, no jury, no nothing, no charges, no one knows what they could do to you. They could kill you. They could bring you to one of their favorite rendition camps overseas and torture you. Or they could even torture you right at home. And let's move forward. Now we have, of course, the Supreme Court. These are the supreme bunch of jerks. They just made it legal by law to strip search anyone that they arrest and put into jail. That's right. You're not driving with a seatbelt on. That little bell on your bicycle isn't audible enough. And you give the cop a little back talk and they decide to throw you in jail. Bend over and spread your legs. Welcome to the USA. They could strip search you now. And then El Presidente decided, hey, I need another executive order. How about this one? I can call martial law at any, quote, potential threat. I could take over the factories, the farms. I could take over the businesses, the banks, because of a, quote, potential threat. And then outdoing Orwell's big brother, we have Big Bro over there, the Attorney General, he just decided that they could listen into anything that they want, every stroke of your keyboard, every cell phone, telephone conversation, anything that they're watching you with surveillance cameras. You're not even a suspected anything. You're just an average Joe or Jane. But now they're putting algorithms into their system, these geniuses, to decide whether or not you're a potential threat. So this is what's going on in the United States. And it'll kill anybody, any place, anytime, citizen or not, if they decide to do so. So welcome aboard the Auschwitz Express. This isn't rhetoric or to get people outraged. It's a fact. Because when I just got back from Berlin on Saturday. You talk to the people over there. And we have someone working for us. She's in her late 40s, German. And she was very outraged as a young adult. And she confronted her grandmother and said to her, how could you have let them take the Jews away? How could you let them destroy this country? How come people didn't protest? And she said, you don't understand. We didn't lose our rights in one day. We didn't lose them in a week or a year. They slowly started taking them away from us until it became the point where you couldn't speak out. You couldn't resist or protest because they would take you away and kill you. You couldn't even talk to your neighbors or friends because you were afraid to who was going to rat you out. And that's what's going on in America. We're on the same path.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate about this TransJournal is that it looks at not only the problem of what's happening in Washington and what laws are coming down from the top, but also the society itself that is passively allowing this to come into place. Talk a little bit about the American public and what role they have to play in the formation of this police state.
Nothing is going to change until the people change. You know, there's that wonderful Hindu saying, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And when the people are ready, the leadership will appear. But the people aren't ready. Look what they watch. Look what they eat. Look what they've become. We're the most obese nation on earth. It's nobody's fault. It's somebody else's fault. We're becoming one of the most uneducated of the OECD nations. New study just came out and show this is the first generation where we're less educated than our parents. Look at the crap that they watch on television, the Kardashians. Look at the entertainment, you know, gangster rap. Oh, brilliant. Let's take the lowest common denominator of society, people in prisons that don't allow shoelaces or belts on, and they're going to emulate them and copy their dress style and their moronic talk. One after another, look what's happened to this society. And then to me, the obvious breakdown is how people lie to themselves. Again, as I say, you know, liberals lie. If Obama is outbushing Bush, he sent more, doubled the amount of troops that he sent to Afghanistan. Oh, here's a new one, just came out. They're relaxing. Obama is the Nobel Peace Prize winner, is relaxing the drone requirements. That's right. Now they're killing anybody they want in Yemen if they suspect them to be a terrorist. They don't need names. They don't need names. They look like they're going to be bad guys. Send them drones in. Where's the protests? If Bush was doing what Obama was doing, the liberals would be screaming. So there's hypocrisy at every level and high crimes and misdemeanors. Am I making this up? No. Look at that guy, that slime ball, that little SOB, John Corzine, who screwed me out of my money. That's right. I got caught up in the MF Global scam. I had my money in segregated accounts to buy gold for delivery. And they robbed it out of there. $1.6 billion. Where is it? Oh, I don't know. Oh, it was sloppy bookkeeping. Sloppy bookkeeping? What am I, 6 years old? This clown was the head of Goldman Sachs, governor and senator of New Jersey, and you're giving me the BS line of sloppy bookkeeping? I say this because, have you seen any charges come down on Corzine? No. Have you seen any come down on the Goldman Sachs gang? Oh, they fined them $550 million, but they neither admit or deny any wrongdoing, and nobody's head rolls. So what I'm saying is there's immorality at every level, from the top down to the people cheating on the welfare system, taking, you know, going on disability when they don't need it. The entire country has lost its morality. That's where it's going. Oscar Wilde said it best. America's gone from barbarism to decadence without having experienced civilization. And if you think this is civilization, turn on the evening news. Watch the prostitutes blow out their baloney. Everything in this society is in a downward spiral. And until the people find the morality within them, nothing is going to change.
So if the Auschwitz Express is on its way to the station, is there any way to put the brake on that beforehand? Is it likely that there is any brake going to be put on that train beforehand, or is it inevitable that it's going to arrive at that station?
Again, it's up to the people. It's totally up to the people. Are you seeing any protests in the street? Look, we talked about the NDAA. We talked about the new strip search. We talked about Big Bro's ability to listen to and watch everything that we do. I just talked about Obama having the right to declare martial law at a potential threat. It hardly made the news. People don't even know about it, except the people that are tuned in to people like yourself. And what we're doing, very small minority. No, I don't see it changing. Again, unless people find courage, the dignity, the self-respect, and the integrity and passion within themselves, where they're not going to tolerate this kind of crap. Look what the police have become in this country. Servant protect. They become nothing more than IRS agents that are armed. So they could shake you down for money at every minor breach of the law that you make while the big cats get away free. People are misspelling the word justice. It's J-U-S-T-U-S, just us. So no, nothing is going to change. As I see it, we're doomed until the people change.
Well, then finally, looking at the international situation, if there is this degradation of the American society and the American position in the world, then who is going to step into that vacuum? Where are things going to go on the geopolitical stage?
Remember, James, it's all about money. Look at our mortal enemies of the past as kids when we were growing up. Oh, there was that Soviet Union and then Red Chinese. Oh, remember Vietnam? What a lovely little war that was. 3 million killed over there, 58,000 of our people, hundreds of thousands, millions ruined for life in this country from serving in a fruitless war. But once they start doing business on our terms and everything is okay, human rights, we'll look into it. You know, communist country, well, let's not talk about that. So the point being, it's about money. Who's going to step into the vacuum? The people with the most money. And it's not going to be the United States. So far, the Chinese are now buying up every place in the world, you know. And so, would you like an egg roll with that chicken chow mein? I mean, come on, that's what's going on. And as I talk about the future in this country, look at the presidential reality show. We have Obama out on the stage making a college tour to get all these kids clapping and cheering. Amen, they're yelling. Amen. 4 more years. We got Mittens Romney over there. I mean, yeah, this guy talking tough about we got to do this to Iran and we got to get strong militarily. This guy during the Vietnam War, he was hiding out in all Catholic, cigarette smoking, wine drinking, caffeine addicted, Brigitte Bardot loving France. As a Mormon missionary converting them? I mean, now he's talking tough about going to war. Look at the choices we have in this country. Coke or Pepsi, or the greater of two stooges, and the American people are going to sink so low and it goes right through their brain process without ever processing it. They're going to vote for a lesser of two evils. Oh, wonderful. How about doing business with a lesser of two evils? How about sleeping with a lesser of two evils? How about having a whole family of lesser of two evils? That's what the country is.
Well, Gerald Celente, you could never be accused of holding back on your punches. So for people who are interested in the Trends Journal and how they can get a copy, why don't you tell them about it?
trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. We have a quarterly. And of course, every day we do trends in the news feature videos that you log on to. And James, we know people are having a lot of tough times. We hear it every day. So we have a discount request page there as well. We try to make it affordable to everyone so they can prepare for the future, because it's coming at us at a rate we've never seen before. And unfortunately, it looks like they're leading us to more war and hardship in the days ahead.
Well, a sobering assessment, but better to be forewarned and thus far forearmed. So on that note, Gerald Celente, Trends Research Institute, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, James.